Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith, your Power Mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, your Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. So, family, I am here and so excited. I just made it back home. I mean, literally not more than a half an hour ago from an amazing trip in Los Angeles, California. And all I can tell you is that there were so many moments that I want to capture and I just want to cherish. And it literally led us into our new series. You know, God gave me such a revelation about, you know, maximizing the moment. And many of us just are unable to do that for a few reasons. And I want to share with you what the Holy Spirit downloaded upon me. And as we got in at 5:30 a.m. this morning, thank God Robert had sent a driver for us. We had to pick up Caden from Grandma's house because he actually went to Florida, had a great time with his dad, and we were reuniting myself, Caden, and my son, Savon, and it was just, again, God said, look at this moment. Us, the reuniting, just so grateful. And so we're going to talk about how to maximize them and still crush it in your life and in your business. And I want you to make sure you turn your Bible to James 4:14 on today. That's going to be our scripture because it's going to get real for many of you on the line when we think about what is it that we are really moving toward, and in the process, what's happening to us in our life? Most people just don't know this. And so I think this is going to help you to be just better all the way around, and more importantly, to not chase your dreams, but start living them. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today. Because this is the day you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living, dear Lord. We're thankful, Father God, that you woke us up, and this is the day that you made, and no one else can even claim that. You are just so amazing with the grace and love that you share with your people every day, even those who are acknowledging you and those who are not acknowledging you. What an amazing God. No one but you can have so much love. Father God, as we are going out to do these great things in your name, we want to learn how to maximize a moment. Every minute, every hour, every day, we want to maximize a moment because even your word will let us know that we're not sure if we'll get another one. We want to please you, O Lord, in every way possible. So we're going to make the best of this life. Make impact, leave legacy, and more importantly, glorify you and your kingdom in the process. We want to honor you and bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, who gave us an opportunity for an abundant life. Amen. So, on today, when we start talking about how to maximize a moment, if we're talking about how to make the most of a moment, we have to go to James 4:14 that says, whereas You do not know what will happen tomorrow, for it is your life. It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanished away. Are you living life acknowledging or acting like you know what the word of the Lord says to us? So many times we wait until tomorrow, and grateful enough, tomorrow may have come for you for things you know you should have done yesterday. And there are some things that God has shared with me about how to make the most of a moment, and it will encourage you, and it will entail you doing huge, amazing things in life and your business. All I can tell you is that this opportunity of network marketing has taken me throughout the world, and even here in this recent decision I made to become a platinum partner with Tony Robbins, and how it's literally going to take me to many places in the world that I've never been. And I'm looking at the calendar, oh Lord, how am I going to fit all of this in? And then all of a sudden, the vision and the dream that I had, God gave me a dream, and it was like I was looking and I was showing up in all these different places. There were beautiful structures, palaces, big buildings, and it was so obvious that these were things in other parts of the world that God had shown me in a dream, and I didn't understand it. The pieces of the puzzle were starting to come together of prophecies that I've had that I will literally touch so many people that it'll be where it's like a sea of people, so many people, and it will be throughout the world. Again, I didn't understand it. But God will give you now an understanding of things when he believes that you're ready. And the first thing that you have to know how to do in order to maximize a moment is to recognize and acknowledge it. Many of you all are in a moment in your life. A door is open for you to do the biggest things you've ever done in life thus far. It won't be the biggest things you've done in your life forever, but if you maximize a moment, it will be the biggest thing that you would have done in your life that will now open the door for more, bigger, and better things. But have you recognized and acknowledged it? True recognition and acknowledgement will require, number one, gratitude from you. Gratitude. I see and I hear a lot of people that complain about almost everything, that there's no room for them to acknowledge the moment they're in and be grateful for everything. Then now when you realize you want to maximize the moment, you're going to start prioritizing. Not just prioritizing people, places, and things, but prioritizing what will you be leaving behind, your legacy. You'll start focusing on what matters the most, because whatever your energy flow is what will grow. If you understood that, even in our history of network marketing, we're going to be breaking each of these down every day this week, but even in our industry of network marketing, many people will focus on what they can't do, focus on what they don't have, focus on other people, and missing out on their moment. And then what you will do in maximizing a moment is you're going to start taking massive action, because you're taking action as if you don't know that tomorrow is coming. And it will become non-negotiable for you to achieve your goals. Non-negotiable for achievement. And then you'll be able to celebrate your rewards. Many of you all on the line, some of you all are recognizing that you're in a particular moment. But have you acknowledged it with gratitude that, Lord, you brought this to me. You allowed me to make it to this moment in time with this opportunity to do blank. And we're talking about the moment in time where, for instance, even being able to be grateful that I'm able to hear this, to give you the highest praise of hallelujah in this moment, to be able to now maximize a moment, a hug, a kiss with a loved one, then maximize a moment of making it happen. Some people sit around waiting on the right moment, and the right moment is now. Here we are. As I'm sitting here, and I just get a message from my pastor, as I'm on the line here and saying, this is National Women's Month, and I want to honor you in church on Sunday. Will you be there? Right at this very moment. When I'm thinking about maximizing moments and how many moments I've acknowledged and maximized to where the most powerful woman in network marketing, I'm coming back to speak for the worries again, and then they get send me another message. We also want you to be on the $1 million panel. Prioritizing a legacy of helping people. Enough so that they say, other people need to hear what you have to say. Listen, the moment of where I'm at the event at Tony Robbins, and I was going in there late because I had some things I had to deal with, I was handling, and it wasn't late, it was right on time. I walk up, and the former founder of the company I was with stopped and say, listen, we're doing a mastermind, and you need to be there. There was something I was looking for to help enhance my business, and I asked him, I said, listen, I missed the last thing, but I need that guy you were telling me about, and he said, don't worry, I'm going to make a direct connection. Text me right now. Making the most of a moment. Some of you all get off these lines and you're still twiddling your thumbs versus doing what you said that you were going to do at the beginning of a month or beginning of whatever it was. You said you were going to do something and you're still not maximizing every moment, not turning over every stone so that you can live and achieve your dreams. Over this week, I am sure that some people are going to stop living and drowning themselves in a setup for disappointment. And give it all you got to maximize the moment. Let's open up the call on this morning. Let's open up. I want to say good morning to you. We have 314 last 42033. Good morning. Good morning. We want you to be ready. Good morning. Good morning. We're going here. 480 last 47725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola Smith Jackson. This is Jason out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, King. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I am so, so grateful for your leadership and just the way that you've just come across every morning, dedicated to just give us the right word to get us on the right path again. I'm telling you, this month has been one of the most maximizing months of my life. And
wow.
I can't believe just how more connected I feel with my leadership and with everybody that's moving forward and with my team. And when you talk about maximizing the moments, I'm making decisions to prepare myself to be out there full time with this business. And it's crazy because I have this fear, and then at the same time I have this amazing expectation. And I just know that as long as I have a vision to do what I want to do with this business, it's like it's happening on its own, which is crazy. Like I'll talk to my leaders and I'll be like, hey, this is what I want to do. I just want to know. They're like, yeah, go ahead, do it. That's what we were talking about anyway. Is what you're supposed to do. And it's like, I feel like I'm walking in the purpose that I've always had in my heart to do. And it's like the vision of going around the world, the vision of helping people, the vision of using this business to be a blessing to other people is becoming more clear. I'm still in discipleship mode. I'm still in training mode. I'm still learning a lot of things, but I am so far from where I was a year ago, and I'm so much closer to where I thought in my mind I should be today. You know, and
that's
I'm just
right.
So grateful for your leadership, and I'm so grateful for everybody that's working with me, everybody that I'm working with. And, you know, I just want to say God bless you. God bless everybody in this business. This is the best opportunity that has ever fallen in my lap, but I know that it was God that dropped it in my lap because it came at a moment where I needed it, and it came at a moment where things had just changed around without me even like begging God to do something. It's like my leader LeVar, I remember our first phone call, he's just like, this is gonna be the best thing that's ever happened. And I was just like, okay, I'll do it.
I didn't hear him. I can hear him right now. You're like, I don't get it. But you can't hang around with LeVar Robinson too long and not get it eventually.
Right.
That's so powerful. Amazing.
But
amazing.
I get it now, and I'm on my way. And I just thank God for everybody helping me and moving forward.
Wow, we thank God for your life. And you know, I can just hear and hear your name ring at the tip of the top. Leadership like you with your heart, your mind, keep it. Leadership like yours is so near the top. I can't wait to hear it. God bless you. 480-4-9308. West Coast is up and popping. I was right there. Good morning. Good morning. 480-4-9308. Can you hear us okay? Okay, we're going to go to 678-4-2172. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Sherelle. I think the other person was trying to come in, but I'm here now, so if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and speak.
Yes, go ahead, and I'll try her back one more time. Okay.
Okay, welcome back home. Welcome back home.
Yes.
I feel this leader. Thank you so much for all that you do. And, you know, I just wanted to tell you, one of the things that kept me from moving into success years ago was that I was focusing on everybody but me and my purpose. I remember watching people do the things that I knew I wanted to do and doing things that I knew that God had even purposed me to do. But I got fearful, and I stopped myself, and I just shut it down. And I remember you saying that a few weeks ago about how this is our movie, and our story is not even finished yet. And that was one of the things that reminded me of my purpose. And, you know, one thing about it, we will lose everything, momentum, our strength, everything, by focusing on somebody else. So when I stopped focusing on that, I became the person that I was watching live in success. And it's a beautiful feeling to be able to really live in your own truth and be able to do the things that you want to do, the time, freedom, just enjoying life while helping other people. And you make us realize that every single morning. So I'm so, so grateful for what you do. Traveling the country, I thought you would still be in Los Angeles, you know, trying to recover from your weekend speaking impromptu yesterday. So it is a joy and an honor to serve under you and to see that you are full of energy and right back home pouring into us every single morning. So I'm so grateful for you, Dr. Nicola.
Absolutely. We got work to do. We got work to do. And, you know, in our training the other day, one of the gentlemen, he is what is the type of doctor he is that was training? He is funny as all get out. And he was talking to us about how to get 90 days back out of the year. And he was sharing that, you know, with proper nutrition and the proper, you know, care for your body and exercise. So the last day was all about health and the health of your body. And you need that health and vitality in order to do big things in life. You need that health and vitality in order to have the energy. And he talked about how he sleeps only 4.5 to 5 hours, and so he's able to get at least, you know, 3 to 3+ hours a day more than the average person does, and how he's, you know, been able to do so much more as a result of it, and he doesn't need an alarm clock to wake up. And I was like, you know what? I am one that the alarm clock, my body wakes up typically around the 5 a.m. Range. And, you know, and I wake up with that energy wanting to go into meditation. And I found it was a space of time where I wasn't. It seemed like it was harder for me to get up at 5 a.m. And I had to say, what is that? What is going on? And it was where my focus was. And that's why when we start talking about prioritizing, if my focus was on things that were literally draining me. And I had to realize that it happens to the best of us. And sometimes you can focus on things that you cannot. And that means other people's thoughts, other people's actions, other people's. You can control yours. And when I shifted it, because I understand these technologies and these strategies, I was able to shift it and then took me back into high gear again. And this is home for me, high energy, pouring out on people, giving. I can't focus on things that's anything anti that or people that's anti that. And when you understand that, you'll be much more productive and darn gone, and you're going to be happier. I'm telling you, 770-1524. Ain't nobody going to give you no happiness. Most people ain't happy themselves, so don't expect for them to give you happiness. They're not happy themselves. They can't give you what they don't have. You can take it for yourself.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you, Dr. Nicola. Listen, oh, amazing. Every morning it's like, if I don't do this, my day is not right. It's like you have come into so many people's lives and blessed them, and conferences that we have with you, and just to watch you every day, it's like you walk with a surge stuck to you. And it's just like, you just keep us fired us. You keep us inspired. I'm new in business, but I can tell you this. You said living good and feeling good. This has inspired me to want to do better, eat better, live my life better. I'm about to take off like hot fire. And when I do, I'm going to show and prove. And I thank God for putting people like you where you are today to help people who need or don't know they need it. I invite everybody I know. I get on my phone. I put it on Facebook. I'm like, hey, come with me. This is where I'm going this morning. It's every day I have to have it, and I appreciate your dedication, your leadership. And under you, you have some bar none phenomenal leaders underneath mm-hmm. you that I've had leadership training, and I was blessed to be able through my last previous employer, and I was blessed to have some of the people that you actually get leadership training from that came into our organization, and they gave us a couple of nuggets, but bar none, the love, the leadership, the sister and brotherhood that we have, can nobody touch this. So if wow. they're not ready for this, stay away from this, because this group here is anointed, and God has blessed us with you. And all I can say is, every morning how you say the highest praise is hallelujah, my highest praise every day, all day long, is hallelujah. And I hope mm-hmm. that I can inspire somebody as you inspire us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me tell you something. You know, Dr. Moreau would always remind us that a fruit, you know, can only reproduce, a seed can only reproduce after its own kind. So the fruit that you will see is based off of the seeds that were sown. And so those great leaders, oh my gosh, I honor them. They hold everything down. I mean, last night, you know, I typically do a call to start the week off right. I was still right in the middle of you know, mentoring the leaders in LA. And when I was like, what time is it? The time of the call was on. And I was like, Lord, you take care of it. And Hugh Brown hopped in and did the call for us. He didn't even know he needed to. And when I think about that, and I think about the leaders who serve every single day, we have an accountability call for our leaders, and the leaders that serve every single day on that, we set it up, put it in rotation. And I hopped in on the call, and I was like, wow, they are just so amazing. They happen and help the team. And so you're right. Those who don't plug in, they're missing out. They're missing out. And I would not do anything without the love and the grace of God, because, you know, there was a time where I did not acknowledge and I did not recognize on. I knew that there was God, but I didn't understand what place he had in my life and what did it have to do with me. But the moment I did, it's been a game changer for me. And there'll be no way that he would do this for me and me not share with other people, because I know that there are other people. It has nothing to do with age, gender, even background. There's no one on this planet that don't need God or want to know him. But something may have gotten in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just guiding them back so that they can have their best life, the real life. People live in counterfeit, the real life that they deserve, the real life. I don't care. I see so many people, and I'm talking about on a wealthy state, and they're missing something. Tony Robbins was trading on that and talking about success without fulfillment. People can go after all the money they want. They could be the paper chasers all they want, and they have no fulfillment. At some point in time, they are going to have to acknowledge their maker. And they're going to realize that the first fulfillment was in him and in his greatest commodity, which were other people. Success without helping people is not really success. And helping people without a pure heart and clean hands is not success. So I just give it to y'all raw to say, hey, if you go in this order, you're going to have everything you were looking for and more. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the last caller. Wow, we got a lot of people in the queue. A lot of people in the queue this morning. 330-940-0757. We'll catch you guys on the next go round. Last caller this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. I just have, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I just have to say thank you for the confirmation, because when you said to maximize your moment, that was, it struck me, because this morning I woke up and I heard God for the first time in a very long time, and he declared and decreed over me that I am currently in my greatest days of productivity and prosperity. And it was the first time I heard him in a long time. So I have to say, and I jumped out of the bed and he said, get to work. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful.
So thank you for confirmation.
God bless you. God bless you. So beautiful. You know, just to think, you know, on the ride in the car, I reclined the seat back and was able to sleep. And my son woke me up once we arrived home. And when I woke up, I heard the whisper first, maximizing the moment or make the most of this moment. And then when I woke up, I heard it so clear. And within just the last 15 minutes before the call started, did he give me recognizing, acknowledging it, having gratitude, prioritizing your legacy, taking massive action, and celebrate. I heard it in the last 15 minutes before starting this call. What an honor it is to serve God in this capacity and to hear how it's helping his people is just the greatest reward. Now for you, family, go do the same thing. Stop playing with your moment. Maximize it any way you know how. And then you're going to figure out and find out, like, I've always known how to do this. Come out of fear and get moving the way you know how. Come from the heart and share what you recollect and watch what happens. God bless you. Love you. Let's get happen.